And this morning's reading is chapter 31 from Second Prophecy to the Americas on men of two worlds. And men of light shall exist in two worlds. The one world shall be that of flesh, which perishes after a season. And the second world shall be of light, which is eternal and everlasting. And they shall learn by means of the great teaching how to sit at the table of God and partake of light. And the light shall give life to a body of light. And the light comes of God, for it is his body. And man shall rejoice at the great banquet table of the Lord, for death shall be overcome. And man shall coexist in two worlds and be of two forms. One will be the material and the other of light. And those who partake of light shall live eternally with God. And those who eat only of matter and flesh shall die. For it is written that those of the flesh are as a wind that passes away and comes not again. And those who partake of God's light shall live. For it is written that the bread of God is light, come down from heaven, giving life to the world. And men and women of light shall overcome the limitations of the material world and of the flesh through the light given of God. And this is a secret teaching known to all the holy orders of times past, but which was ignored by the world. And because of the light, men and women shall live afresh, finding their new nature, which is the image of God. And the image of God is light, and the light thereof is reason, which can speak to the consciousness of spirit. And once awakened, man's spiritual consciousness shall commune with God. And by such communion, man shall know and understand God. And God and man shall walk together. And this is what God intended man to do. God has sent into the world the Son of Righteousness as a redeeming light, and through it he has opened the doors to heaven, so that man may know of the life beyond. He has rained down the food of the angels, which is a heavenly food fit for immortals. And man may eat of this divine food and be redeemed by it. For here is the hidden manna spoken of by the prophets that is offered to man by God and which offers eternal life. Teach the mystery to mortals of the world through the great teaching so that they may understand, for therein is the secret of immortality. And we will now have the blessings.